From the broken heart of Broadway, here in
I like that
depressing downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, and we're a little blue here tonight, Asa.
Yes.
Asa Gray at the end of the table, the Five Star Man.
Yes.
My very good friend, I love you dearly, and Allie Hebert, the producer, next
Hello.
To me. And what?
I get it.
What?
Because you did the thing where you love me dearly and. And
he's
Allie.
A great friend, and he, Allie's here too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Allie is also a great friend. I love her dearly. It's a blue night tonight, and I'm going to tell you why. Let's just jump right into this. So we're all big fans of Star Wars on the show, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've heard by now that Carrie Fisher passed away today at age 60 after the heart attack she had last week, and. You know, it's one of those things that we kind of watch this story develop and hoped against hope that after the heart attack, she was going to make it through because they said she was in stable condition. Mm-hmm. It didn't look good, but at least there was hope. And that'll teach you to have hope. Like this is what happens when you have hope. They announced it this morning. I think Cody was the first one to post it in the chat, and then Hunter, mm-hmm. and then Jesse, that Carrie Fisher unfortunately passed away. And that is the saddest death for me this year personally. It's not the only one.
No.
And everyone, you know what's really sucks about 2016 is that everyone has their death this year. Like the one that affected them the most. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, we all were sad about one person dying. I mean, anyone dying is sad. It mm-hmm. just is. Mm-hmm. But this year everyone has the one that they can point to and go, that's the one that got me this year. For Tanner, I would assume it would probably be Alan Rickman. You know, he's a huge fan of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. For JR, it would be the Prince mm-hmm. because he's a huge music fan. For me, I thought the one that was going to upset me the most was, and it's the weirdest one. Oh, Gary Shandling won because mm-hmm. I was a huge Gary Shandling fan. But the guy that played, the district attorney, Adam Schiff on Law and Order passed away. And I can't remember his name. I think it's Steven. I want to say Steven Tyler, but I think that's the lead singer of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. If you want to look that up for me, and
I'm
going to
try,
closure.
But I don't know the actor's name. Was it Gary Schiff?
No, Adam Schiff.
Adam.
Yeah, from Law and Order. He was the first DA on the show, and I always really loved him. He passed away this year. He was old, though. I mean, he was in his 90s.
Stephen Hill.
That's what it is. Yeah. And, you know, I thought that was going to be the one. And then, you know, I have a lot of, as weird as this sounds, and I didn't realize it until today, I have a lot of gay friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name them on the show just because that's rude. And who the hell would name their gay friend on this show? That would just be terrible, and they're a terrible person. But a lot of my gay friends were very sad to hear about George Michael dying. You know, that was theirs because he was such a huge figure and icon in the gay community. Mm-hmm. No, Allie. No gay community jokes.
I wasn't going to do that.
But for me, it was Carrie Fisher. And I am the biggest Star Wars nut. Like, with Star Wars, at least it's a close contest for the people in our group. Because I'm a big Star Wars fan. You're a big Star Wars fan. Hunter's a big Star Wars fan. Everyone's a big Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's a single person in our group that dislikes Star Wars.
Right.
I don't know if there's a person in America that dislikes Star Wars. I'm sure there's some asshole mm-hmm. tonight going, who cares? But, you know, whatever. But Carrie Fisher was the first. I said this on Twitter and on Facebook. Carrie Fisher was the first princess I ever fell in love with. Mm. And that's absolutely true. And, man, I was really heartbroken to hear that today. I had no points to any of this. It's just, it was just a really depressing way to start right. the day. And every person that came in and that I told, hey, Carrie Fisher passed away. Because I told a couple people when they walked in, mostly adults. I didn't tell it to kids, obviously.
Right.
One, I didn't know if the kids would know who it was. Mm-hmm. Two, you don't want to depress kids. Come right. on. And every person that I told, Johnny Atwood came in and he was just heartbroken by it too. And, you know, good to see him, but damn, what a first thing to say to him when he walks in. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Yeah, they're pretty good. Carrie Fisher died.
Is that really what you did?
I pointed at the screen because he walks in and he's like, you know, hey, Shannon, how's it going? I'm like, oh, hey, Johnny. And he's like, how are you doing? I'm like, and I just pointed at the screen because that's when I had already pulled up the Carrie Fisher icon mm-hmm. passes away at 60. Mm-hmm. And he just, the look on his face as he just kind of went, no. you know, and, mm-hmm. and yeah, it was sad to see his reaction, and man, what a day.
It's kind of like, last year when, Aaron Picard came into my work and, you know, I talked to him for a little bit and he's like, yeah, so, you know, it's a bummer about, Piper, right? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Cause I hadn't heard, like, I'd been at work. I hadn't heard anything about it. And it's like, I kind of assumed.
Yeah.
But so it's just, you know, you're just kind of like walking in, just like, oh, hey, good to see you. How have you been? Sadness. No.
And last year was bad too for us as wrestling fans because Piper and Dusty both mm-hmm. passed away. Every year I think we go, man, this was the worst year for celebrity deaths. But 2016 has really been a strong contender for just the worst year in general.
Because it's always been, you know, oh, I like them in this.
Yeah.
Like, I've liked them in you know, but like legit icons. Yeah. This year, between Prince, Bowie, Alan Rickman,
Carrie Fisher.
Like, I mean, and again, I'm probably leaving out the one that upset someone. But those are the ones that I think of immediately. And it's like, I just want to start traveling with Chris Jericho. Like, just for the next 4 days.
Make sure he's okay.
Yeah. You know, just take his, I'm going to hire a nurse just to make sure his vitals are good. Just.
I saw one of his tweets today. Actually, it said, you know, had to pull off to the side of the road because just found out Carrie Fisher died.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just thinking, what a class act. You know, Jericho, just mm-hmm. everyone, my Twitter feed, all my feeds were just clogged up with Carrie Fisher. Oh my God. She was such an icon to so many people in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. There were some people that just liked her because they liked Star Wars. A lot of women that found her empowering as one mm-hmm. of the first. If someone said it best, she was a princess that didn't need anyone to rescue her, mm-hmm. that she, you know, could save herself. She was an icon to so many
people. She was an advocate for mental health.
She was.
Or mental wellness.
Who dealt with her own mental health issues and was very open about it.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of those celebrities that found celebrity to be funny.
Yeah.
And not important.
Mm-hmm.
She had an insanely sharp sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She was wickedly funny. She was a lot of things to a lot of different people. It's just the worst day.
I didn't see what it was, but Tina Fey posted a thing because she's a, you know, documented huge Star Wars fan. She had Carrie Fisher on an episode of 30 Rock.
Yeah.
As her, like, inspiration, like, the woman who got her into comedy writing, but she was just, like, nuts.
Yeah.
Which was is a great episode. But I saw she was trending on Facebook. It was like, Tina Fey trending on Facebook. And no.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, that's the other post I made on Twitter or Facebook was every time I log on to Facebook and in my trending, there's mm-hmm. a celebrity name and it says like a million hits. I go, no, not them.
Yeah.
Like one of the ones today was John Amos,
mm-hmm.
who is not a huge name, but I'm a big fan of him. And I was like, don't tell me he's dead too. Cause Ricky Harris also died. Great comedian, funny mm-hmm. guy. And it's sad that his death is going to be overshadowed by Gary Fisher, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard not to be because she was such a role model for so many different people. And just, man, you hate to think of things like, well, what's going to happen to episode 8 and 9 now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't want to think those things because obviously the fact that she's gone is more important.
Right.
But, you know, apparently they did finish up her role with episode 8. And mm-hmm. I guess that was all that was required of her for Star Wars. Or whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't affect the trilogy in any way, the new trilogy. Not that it.
Which, I mean, that is good news because you don't want to, you know, you'd hate to see that kind of like having to scramble. Like, look at, Fast and the Furious when Paul Walker died.
Yeah.
Cause he was like they were close to done with shooting.
Yeah.
But they really had to scramble and get like
his brother
stand-ins and, you know, CGI kind of.
The Crow with Brandon Lee is a classic example. You know, Brandon Lee mysteriously died. Well, didn't mysteriously die. He accidentally died,
mm-hmm.
Halfway through filming. So not a majority, but there were quite a few scenes that were done with CG.
Mm-hmm.
They took him from other scenes and cut him and pasted and used, you know, stand-ins. And it wasn't super noticeable,
mm-hmm.
but it was still noticeable. So yeah, it's always unfortunate when someone passes away right in the middle of that.
And especially because, you know, she clearly had such an affinity for Star Wars.
Yes, like the reverse of Alec Guinness.
Yeah. So, you know, in especially from what, you know, what we know about, because I'm not as well versed in Carrie Fisher as a lot of people are, I'm sure. But like everything I've seen, she's always been, you know, a fan of the franchise, always very grateful for the opportunities it provided for. And just from what I can tell of her as a person, like it definitely seems like she would have hated for the franchise itself to suffer because, for lack of a better term, because of her.
Yeah.
You know, because her passing, like, inconvenienced someone.
Yeah. I agree with that. And it's like I told Allie when we walked in here. I was like, well, the show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the terrible thing about life. And there's something that I realize more and more as I get older and I see all of these people that I've watched for so long passing away is you realize just how trivial human existence is in the grand scheme of things. You know, people die so often and when you're young, I think I said this earlier. I don't remember who I told it to. When you're young, you feel like, okay, one day I'm going to get old and die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your thought, is I'm going to get old and pass away. That's life. And then as you get older, you realize that's not really how it works. You just die.
Mm-hmm.
You can die at any time. You could be 60-year-old Carrie Fisher on a airplane with a massive heart attack. You could be, you know, 90-plus-year-old Stephen Hill passing away of old age. You could be 27-year-old Anton Yelchin.
Yeah.
Dying in your front yard because of a freak accident. Like, there are no guarantees in life other than the fact that you will die.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell yourself, well, okay, if that's how life is, then, you know, you really need to make every day count, you know, grab the bull by the horns and I'm not going to waste a single moment of this precious thing that we have. But then you do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you waste a lot of it anyway. And it's frustrating, but, you know, I think if you tried your hardest every day, all hours of the day, you would go insane and you would be exhausted. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's a balance to it. I mean, you definitely need to, you know, take the time to take care of yourself, especially, you know, I mean, there are people who have worked really hard and are fortunate enough to be doing, you know, being able to put forth that kind of energy into what they genuinely like want to be doing.
Yeah. Like this, the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't get paid for this. We've said it 100 times. Mm-hmm. We don't make money off of this. This is purely a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
We put as much energy into it as we can, knowing that this is simply a hobby for us. If we got paid for it, we'd probably do way more because that's...
I don't even know if we would, because I feel like we have a really good balance now of the 4 shows a week.
Yeah.
And then we're still eyeing... starting to do some stuff with YouTube.
If we got paid, probably we would actually move forward more with the YouTube stuff, but I don't think we would, because we already do quite a lot for this.
But I, you know, and the YouTube is definitely something that we've been toying with for a while that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we knew we could make more money doing more, we would do more, because it's something we do enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of time we don't do stuff is simply because we don't have the time to do it. Like the YouTube stuff. We'd love to do more. You know, we'd love to do YouTube stuff because we've only done like one thing for YouTube. And that's when Zach Price recorded the one episode of PW that I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the time for it, you know, between real life and jobs and relationships and, our own,
these other shows on top of, you know, because that's what, like, I was talking to some people at work today about doing some Heroes of the Storm tonight.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, I close at Gaming Grounds, but then, and then we're going to do the show. So like, it'll be probably about, you know, 10:30, 11:00. I'll be home, be able to jump on by then.
And sometimes you get that feeling of, well, we don't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing this again? Like, wouldn't tonight be the best night to just go, you know what? I'm not going to record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay home and do nothing. But then today I had a guy come in and into the store here and he bought a Xbox 360 battery pack, $4 battery pack. And then as he was leaving, he said, have you sold any more of those tickets? Referring to Cape Championship Wrestling tickets, which we are selling at Gaming Grounds, by the way, in case you guys are interested. We'll talk about that more tomorrow on PW. And he said that he shared it. I guess he has us on Facebook and he shared it. And, you know, he's trying to get the word out about getting tickets here, and we've sold a couple and we're happy about that. And then before he left, he said, you know, also, I can't wait for the next pro wrestling podcast. I don't know this guy. I've never met this guy before. And he's telling me how much he enjoys PWU.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he heard it through Cape Championship Wrestling originally, and he can't wait for tomorrow's episode. And I thought, well, there's why we do it right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's for those people that are legitimately waiting tonight for the next Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man to get posted so they can listen to us ramble.
Right.
You know, and my God.
Which that's still, like, I know every time we mention the shows at all, I always say it, but it still just baffles me.
That people want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who are you people? I mean, why? I'm sorry that whatever is happening in your life that makes this enjoyable for you is happening to you. You deserve better, because clearly you're wonderful people. But. We're
15 minutes into the episode, and we've mostly just been, you know, lamenting about Carrie Fisher passing away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could go to a million different places right now and hear people talking about how much Carrie Fisher meant to them and how sad they are that she passed. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you guys are still listening to us 15 minutes in and, you know, that speaks volumes of your love for us. And damn, we sure appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I want to talk more about Carrie Fisher and just 2016 in general, we are saving that for the Thursday show. That mm-hmm. is the topic for Thursday. The goodbye 2016, and please let 2017 be a better year.
Right.
Because I told Cody today, he said, you know, 2017 will be a better year. I said, well, yeah, but have you considered that maybe it'll be worse?
Right.
You know, because a certain somebody is taking a certain office in January, and that could very well be the start of, you think 2016 was bad. You're going to wear a t-shirt someday that said 2016 wasn't so bad.
Right.
You know, when the nukes start falling. I don't know.
Well, then there won't really be any t-shirts. It'll all just be, maybe if you find some in the vault.
It'll just be sacks.
I don't even like the Fallout games.
I wouldn't want to live in the Fallout world. Those people are dirty. Those vaults are pretty nice, though.
How bad must everything smell? On The Walking Dead.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just everything.
Yeah. Aren't some of those vaults, like, experiment vaults, though?
No, all of the vaults are experiments.
So, I don't want to be a part of that.
Well, I mean, you would.
Unless I'm the control experience, like the vault that's just the control.
This is where all the normal people are going.
You just basically have to live there.
I mean,
that'd be good.
That's pretty much what they all were. Like, they weren't particularly mean.
Calvin told me about some.
I'm going to let you in a little secret. Calvin doesn't know everything.
I know Calvin doesn't know everything, but Calvin does a lot of time on the internet where he just researches
things. Is he WikiLeaks?
I like that. I like that as the excuse for he knows so much. Is, well, he spends a lot of time on the internet.
We can't just go on the internet and make stuff up.
Yeah, you can't go on the internet and not find information. Like, what else would be there? You know, you're telling me pornographic pictures are on there. Get out of here, Asa. How was your Christmas?
It was pretty good.
Get anything good?
I got a lot of clothes, which I needed because my fat ass is outgrowing everything. It's true. Like, all of my, which, and I feel kind of bad because, like, so I, the shirt I'm wearing now, the flannel shirt, it's very nice. It's soft. My mom got it for me.
It looks good.
It's a large.
Yeah.
Except when I stand up, it, like, it's almost like a nightshirt. It's so long.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's one that you're supposed to, like, tuck in, but I'm a savage, so no to that.
Absolutely. There's a no tuck in policy with Shannon Young. They wanted me to tuck it in at a gaming ground or GameStop. Didn't do it. They wanted me to tuck it in at a shoe carnival. Didn't do it. I've always been a rebel.
Such a rebel.
Yeah.
Rebellions are built on hope.
Oh. By the way, just real quick, before you continue, can I use the, this is the only, gonna be the only F word on the show tonight? No, I won't do it. I won't do it. Screw you, Jesse Kimball. For when he was the first one I saw that posted, she is one with the Force and the Force is with her. And mm-hmm. I was like, you got me. Right there.
The feelings.
Right in the old heart. All right.
I got some clothes, which I really needed. Got a really nice pullover, kind of like zip up, not all the way zip up, but so I was really happy with that. Got some work clothes. My mom did get me some beard oil, which I guess is her way of finally admitting that I'm keeping it. Cause every time she saw me, she would just, that sounded bad.
What the hell was that?
A car with a terrible transmission or something driving past.
Yeah.
Making noises that cars are not supposed to make. So, because every time I've seen her since I've gotten it, she's like, so work doesn't make you shave that? Like, but I mean, but how long are you going to keep it, do you think? Like, just stuff like that. So she got me some beard oil, which I guess is her way of accepting it.
I don't understand beard oil. Tanner uses it, and I believe Jesse uses
it. It's
as
for
well.
The skin underneath. Like, it helps the hair itself, but it's also, it helps treat, like, make sure the skin underneath stays healthy.
I guess I don't have a long enough beard to really use it, because mm-hmm. I try to keep my beard short,
mm-hmm.
like it's just more of a facial fuzz type thing.
Right.
Because I really like the 5 o'clock shadow look. Like, once I dip in the longer beard territory, I don't know.
That's what I was hoping. That's what I was really hoping for this to be, was just to kind of keep it at 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock shadow, but it didn't.
It had a mind of its own.
It's not even that, it's just I'm so paranoid to try to trim it myself because that'll just ruin it and then it'll be gone forever.
Yeah, then you
and
have
then
to
I go back
thing.
To looking like a 13-year-old and I don't want that.
Oh. I mean, don't let it get too much though, because remember we at one point Jesse Jihad Jesse.
Well, this is just, I'm going to try to keep this is about the length that I'm going to keep it at. Like, I go and get it trimmed pretty regularly.
Yeah, because you don't want to end up on one of those watch lists. You know?
I mean, my first name is Asa.
Yeah,
I mean,
you look like one of them sometimes.
If I was going to say if I was tan,
yeah,
I'd
be in a lot of trouble.
It'd be rough. So I got, yeah, I got some clothes. I got some work clothes, which I needed. Gift card to Kate O'Farrell's, gift card to Barnes & Noble, which I was happy to get.
We had a great Christmas Eve here at Gaming Grounds, by the way. I do want to point that out for everyone listening. We had our annual party-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't even call it a party so much as a get-together. Mm-hmm. And we were all here. Lindsay was here. Audra was here, and that was great. Mm-hmm. Really happy that she came in. Dalton was here. Dalton didn't want to watch Krampus because that's the movie we watched. Mm-hmm. Because Dalton is
a scared of movies.
Scared little kitty. But he eventually did come over when everybody else was enjoying themselves so much. Mm-hmm. The Calvin was the defiant one who stood over here the longest, then finally made his way over when the monster started showing up.
And spent most of it actually still just watching it, but like pretending he wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care about the movie.
Yeah. Now we get your game. We know your act.
He's too cool for school.
We traded gifts. Mm-hmm. Lindsay baked stuff. And I think Zach even brought in some fresh baked stuff, which, you know, I asked Zach, I'm like, so is this good stuff or is this
good
stuff? He assured me that the good stuff was kept at home. So. We watched Krampus, which I still think is a great Christmas movie, especially.
It was a lot of fun. I hadn't seen it.
Now that we're all so jaded and bitter at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really fits that attitude towards Christmas. And it's just great. I love the movie.
I did too. We saw it in theater when it came out and really enjoyed it. And it's become a Christmas classic for me. I didn't watch Scrooge this year.
Really?
This is the first year in God forever that I didn't watch Scrooge. And a lot of it was just because I didn't have time. You know, Lindsay and I tried to watch a Christmas movie every night until Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we got probably 3 or 4 in, and I fell asleep for most of them because I got sick around Christmas and I was exhausted.
Yeah,
I'm always
exhausted. Feeling well.
So I remember half of Garfield's Christmas, which is good because it always makes me cry. So I'm kind of glad I missed that. And we watched Muppet Family Christmas, which is great, and, you know, a little of the specials here and there. But, yeah, I didn't watch Scrooge. I'm going to have to watch it. Or Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch either of them. So I'm going to have to watch those at some point.
If you can get them in before the New Year, I'd say it still counts.
Well, you know what the New
Christmas
Year...
The Christmas lights are still up, so...
The official New... You know what the official movie of New Year is for me?
No.
Allie, you want to take a crack at it?
I would go with Ghostbusters.
It's Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's what you were thinking?
It
but you didn't
was.
Say it.
Whatever.
Lindsay used to do that when I would ask her if she knew something. She'd go, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. And then I would stop my explanation and go, okay, well, what am I talking about? I don't know. No, you don't. You're just saying it new. So you look smarter. Yeah, Ghostbusters 2, that's my go-to New Year's movie because it takes place during New Year's. Mm-hmm. That's the criteria. Like Gremlins being a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Allie, what did you get for Christmas? Or did you get anything other cool? I'm sorry, I keep interrupting. I'm bouncing back and forth.
It was all
Surge is starting to kick in.
I got myself some things, which I really didn't need to, but it happens. And then the one thing that came from Christmas that I was just kind of like really uncomfortable for was after we left my grandparents' house to go back to my parents' house to do our gift exchange stuff, and my mom opened up a package from my stepdad, but she made a face like as she opened it because she saw part of it wrong, and it really hurt his feelings. So he got kind of mad, and they started to kind of argue. So I'm just sitting on the couch, just like playing with the cat with wrapping paper, like just wishing, like, boy, I really wish I had a sibling right now. Be like, so how's anything going? Other than
how's everything else?
So I mean, it was fine. Like, I mean, they don't really fight. It was just kind of like the awkward, like. He's clearly kind of like he got his feelings hurt, and my mom was trying to backpedal and just clearly be like, "Oh no, I thought it was something else. I didn't."
Well, let me tell you what Bob got me for Christmas because it's probably my favorite thing I got. Mm-hmm. So I got him one of those cheap sharks. You there from dollar store that grows 600% simply for the fact that he likes Jaws.
Oh yeah. So,
And I got him a $20 gift card to Domino's. Now, here's what I didn't know is that I accidentally put the $20 gift card to Domino's in my stocking instead of his.
So, to me from me.
So on Christmas Eve, when we're taking our stockings down and we you know, exchanging gifts. Well, me and Lindsay are exchanging gifts. Bob is sitting on the couch playing XCOM. Doesn't really give a shit about what we're doing. But anyway, so I hand him his stocking and I'm pulling my gifts out and I pull out the Domino's gift card. And I thought... I looked at it, I was like, did you get me this? And he goes, no. And I was like, do you have one in your stocking? No. This is for you. And I handed it to him. And he said he got me something and that it was very intricate. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm excited to see what it is. So he goes back to his room and he comes back out and he says, here, you've been asking for this a lot lately. And he hands me, it's just a black, it's a card inside a black sleeve. And I pull the card out and it just says, attention. And then the next day on Christmas morning, when Lindsay and I going out to open our gifts, there are cards littering the tree that all say attention on the black sleeves.
That's kind of amazing.
Bob, you son of a bitch. He actually special ordered them off the internet.
No, I'm just imagining like little handmade cards.
No, these were professionally done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep them and start giving them to people.
And everything.
That's awesome.
So that was the best thing right there.
That's really good. I also got a couple gift cards for Villainous Grounds, which I was really happy to get.
One by a mysterious stranger.
Yes. Okay. So
do you want to share that story?
Yeah, I do, because so I went up this past week on I guess it was Friday. I drove up to Villainous Grounds to get my Weeks of Comics, and there was a $10 gift card just in my box ready for me. And I asked Mary Jo, I was like, oh, well, who's this from? She's like, I don't remember. And David, I don't think David was there, but he was helping someone else. So I didn't get a chance to ask him. But so some mystery person has given me a $10 gift card, which is great. I'm very grateful for it. But this is the second time that's happened where someone will just give me there's just a $10 gift card waiting for me. Yeah. And I don't know who it is. The first time they said it was a secret that they weren't allowed to tell. And then by the time I kept pestering them, Mary Jo again was just like, I just don't remember anymore. Which I kind of think was just a very clever ploy to get me to stop asking.
Yeah,
but
believe that or is that cover? Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, if it's someone listening to Podzilla who's given me $10 gift cards now, I very much appreciate it. Thank you. Identify yourself so I could actually say thank you.
Please step forward.
Yeah, because I would like to bestow upon you the love and praise that you deserve for being an awesome human being.
Also a mysterious benefactor. I would also like Villainous Grounds free gift cards. If you're going to put one in there in my name. You know, Shannon's got comics he needs to get too. They're just not as frequently as these guys. But I do drink a lot of coffee.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
The best coffee.
Allie, what about you? What'd you get for Christmas this year?
I got clothes from my mom. I also got a blender from my mom.
Well, that's the gift that keeps on giving right there.
I got...
You were sick. I was sick on Christmas. You were really sick on Christmas.
Yeah.
To the point that you almost didn't show up to the festivities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up and I laid in bed until noon on Christmas because I was just...
Oh, Aces.
No, I don't mean to interrupt after you're done because I'm not going to cut you off. But I did forget one gift that I've been meaning to tell you about because I think you'll enjoy it more than I will.
What's that?
No, it's...
Oh, you already started. Just go, Asa.
My grandma got me a selfie stick.
Oh.
because she drew it in our random gift exchange that we do at home. So it was in hers and she's like, I my phone doesn't even like, won't even fit in this. Does anyone need it? And I was like, this is coming to CCW.
Yes. Yes. And we can finally take legit selfies with like Austin and the guys instead of me trying, well, I can't do it with my phone anyway because I broke it tonight. So,
Are you going to wrap a boa around it?
I am.
No. You got to dangle 5 stars from it.
Also,
that's the 5-star selfie.
If only I knew someone who worked in a hobby store that could, or a craft store that could maybe help me
like a
gain
hobby
access,
enthusiast.
That could help me gain access to
like if you could
such
meet,
materials.
If you could meet them somewhere in the lobby to get it.
To get it?
I got it. Allie, please continue with your
story. I'm sorry,
story.
I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Okay. But yeah, I was sick. But I'm feeling better now, which is good. But for Christmas, I also got a big K2SO figure because I loved him.
Was Jeff O'Dell right? Did you get everything your heart desired? Because these are the Christmases you'll remember the most.
I really wanted to comment that I woke up with a fever, so that's what Santa gave me.
Yeah. Yeah, but the only way to cure that fever is more Pinnacle. Did you guys hear the tumbleweed?
I was going to say.
The weirdest damn thing. How'd that get in here?
Crickets, it's December. You ain't supposed to be around.
You ain't here.
I got lots of cups.
Did get lots of cups. That infuriated me. Because one of the first gifts I got for her this Christmas was a Batman mug.
Mm-hmm. With hot chocolate mix,
with hot
too,
chocolate
which made
in
me
it.
Very happy.
And she got like 2 mugs at work. She got another damn cup from her Secret Santa.
I got from both my Secret Santas because I had one at my job and then one here with the gang. both of them got me a cup. I got two mugs from, cause my, one of the managers at work just got a bunch of people, just got a whole bunch of gifts for people, and you could just kind of take one at the Christmas party. And mine was two mugs that have little chalkboards on them. And then you got me a Batman mug. My brother got me a travel Batman mug.
Yeah.
That one's for traveling.
I also got a travel Arctic. Cause that, like, I put a Mossy Oak tumbler in my part as part of my gift, which my uncle got. And the gift he gave was another, like, a bigger, like, Arctic tumbler. Mm-hmm. But he had just $25 in it because he was already gifted that one, and he doesn't use them. So he's just like, there, I'm just regifting it. So I didn't spend any money, so there's the money I was supposed to spend on it. And then I felt really bad because he ended up with my gift, which had the tumbler.
But the cups are always good. Don't be upset. I got a little Baymax figure. Because I love Baymax.
You do collect them.
I do. I got the mopey of the Santa Jack Skellington. And
that was adorable. I got a mopey of Egon Spengler, which was nice.
I don't know what a mopey is.
It's those little, they're like little dolls. They're really adorable.
They have the like big white eyes.
The big white eyes, yeah.
I'm going to look them up because it's other than the white eyes, it sounds like Funko Pops.
They're kind of like a soft
Funko.
They're from
that same brand. They're just a plush.
Mopeys.
There's a whole bunch of them, and I have a whole bunch of them.
You have a whole bunch
of
them. You have multiple Batman.
Yes, I do. And different colors.
Oh, you'll get to know Jason.
Yeah,
nope, not
Santa
looking at him anymore.
Yeah. They're like Funko Pops. Don't look at them because then they'll consume you, and then you must own all of them.
I'm glad that's a craze I missed out on because it would make me broke.
I got Calvin for Christmas a mopey of Fry and Zap.
Zap Brannigan.
Nice. Because he loves Futurama.
Yeah, mopeys are the devil because they're like Funko but even cuter.
And soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big are they? Are they like Funko size?
About the same size, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a painter's drawer, which is cool because I'll put it up in my studio and put like a bunch of my paints and stuff in it. I like that. I got a lot of stuff.
You got a gizmo keychain.
I did get a gizmo keychain. That made me happy.
Did you ever get a... Did you get a...
Did I get the Gremlins figure? No. No, I didn't.
Hey. But I did get you the thing you hinted at most this year.
This year?
so sassy. I got a grumpy cat from one of my coworkers because I keep talking about my cat and he's grumpy. My cat's not grumpy, my coworker's grumpy.
Your cat makes me grumpy. Hard-headed little bastard.
Oh. She needs the hard head because she keeps hitting her head on everything.
So you had a good Christmas too.
Yeah.
You enjoyed your gifts.
Yes.
They pleased you.
Yes.
Okay. I got the two things that I asked for this Christmas. I did get because I asked there are two particular people that I asked a gift from each that I wanted. From Allie, it was the 8-bit Link amiibo, which I really wanted. And again, it's one of those things that I could easily buy myself, but because it's Christmas and people need something to buy you, she got me that.
You
she also made
open
me
open it.
Huh?
You almost didn't open it.
I didn't open it at all. Oh, you mean the gift itself?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot it under the tree. But also, I haven't opened it. It's up on my wall, but I'm not going to open it. It's like my 8-bit Mario figures. I'm going to keep them safe. She also hand-painted me a cup with a Take Me Home on it, a little alien face, which
and
I really like.
There's a UFO on the bottom.
There's a UFO on the bottom. She made Lindsay a homemade Rowlet plushie, a shiny.
I saw that.
Which Lindsay was very happy with. Was very, very nice. And then from Lindsay, I asked for the last figure in my Ultima Online. What's the guy's name? Todd McFarlane. You remember Todd McFarlane?
Yes.
He did all the toys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the
Spawn.
He did an Ultima Online figure set years ago when Ultima Online was at the height of its popularity. And I had all of them except the Warlord Kabur. And Lindsay got it for me this year. So I now have every single one of the Ultima Online figures. And I'm so happy about that because that is my favorite game of all time. And they look amazing. I'm not going to take them out of package. They're in mint condition. I'm that kind of collector that I never take stuff out of package. Generally.
See, that's how I am. Cause like Dalton is the opposite. He
doesn't even need to touch everything.
He starts opening it as soon as he gets in the car.
Yeah.
Which I actually helped. I found him a Blue Ranger today.
He was super happy about that.
Yeah. Because I called him and I was like, hey, Target has a Blue Ranger. And he's like, well, we're on our way. And I was like, I can just buy it now. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to hide it. Like,
here's the treasure map to find where I hid the Blue Ranger. Hope no one else found it before you.
Because I found mine 2 a.m. Christmas Eve at Walmart as I went to go buy my family's Secret Santa thing.
2 a.m. on Christmas Eve?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I just stopped in the toy aisle and was like, oh, holy crap, a Blue Ranger. I don't have to spend $30 on it because it's super hard to find.
Yeah.
So I texted him in the morning. I was like, hey, you're going to hate me. He said, why? What's wrong? And I sent him a picture of the Blue Ranger, and I was like, if there were two, there would be two in this picture, but it was the only one. And he's like, okay, I guess I'm ordering mine today. Like, 6 hours later, he sends me another text message. He's like, so it's up to 40 now online?
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to get that answer, that order canceled.
He's going to try. Apparently, it's already been shipped.
Oh, really?
Generally, when things have been shipped, they are cancelable
right.
At that point.
He might hope for a return.
I got a giant bag of gummy bears.
Nice.
Still eating on those. Like, there's 9,000 calories in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you always feel that challenge of, can I eat this entire bag of gummy bears right now? You know? And you can, I found out. But you really shouldn't.
It's like on Christmas Eve when we went over to Dollar General and grabbed some snacks. Like, I wasn't hungry at all, but I got this. I saw they had Warhead gummies. And I love gummy. Like, I'm not a huge sweets person. But like fruit chews,
yeah.
I'm a fan of, like,
yeah,
chewy
me
stuff.
Too. Yeah, absolutely.
And I love Warheads because Warheads, those were like those would wreck your mouth.
Oh yeah.
Like, I grew up and those were the most sour thing you could buy. Yeah. So
absolutely.
I was like, you're combining two of my favorite things. I'm so excited. Not sour at all.
Really?
They're just like bad little chewables. And I'm like,
Well, you know, we bought for the Christmas tree, we bought, Sour Jack or Sour Patch Kids. What are they mm-hmm. called?
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Or Sour Jacks, something like that.
Sour Patch Kids, yes.
Or Sour Jacks, one of the two. Anyway, they had a candy cane version of it. And we were like, well, I always love putting candy canes on the tree. The only problem is no one ever eats them anymore. Because when you get to a certain age, you realize that candy canes are junk. They taste terrible. They're pointless. They're sticky. No one likes them. Just get them out of here. They're trash. So we thought, okay, well, we'll put this on the tree and I'll eat the hell out of these. So me and Lindsay, we buy it. We put them on the tree. I tasted one and I was like, well, this was a waste of money. This doesn't taste sour at all. This tastes just like some generic fruity flavored candy cane. I then gave Allie one, I think, and I was just like, eat this.
Yeah, you did.
And I remember looking at her and saying, and I specifically said, eat the entire thing. And she looked
don't
at
don't remember.
Because I threatened
being
her.
Being that aggressive. But I remember, no, because it had a, in the center, I think, it had a small sour taste. It wasn't strong at all, but there was
so
a little bit of.
You had to suck the entire thing to get to the sour?
Gross.
I ain't got time for that.
No.
Ain't nobody
just
got time
give me,
for that.
Just give me the sour okay. right off the bat.
Here's one thing you're going to be glad you didn't do at Christmas time. Oh, by the way, and I really love my gifts. I want to thank my special Secret Santa. It's not so secret. It was Mandy, who, if she had known at the time how obsessed I was with that NECA Gremlins toy, she probably would have gotten me that, and I would have married her. Because if you listen to the Thursday show, we almost played
a
marriage.
It was an ordeal.
Yeah. But she got me this adorable BB-8. Plushy pillow type thing,
yeah.
And 2 bottles of 2-liter Pepsi because I'm trying to cut down.
Right.
So thanks.
She's welcoming you back to the dark side.
Yeah.
Well, she could have just spent the entire limit on Pepsi. She could have just gotten a whole bunch of Pepsi.
If I would have gotten 20 2 liters of Pepsi, oh my god, I would have just been like Barney in The Simpsons, like just hook it to my veins. One thing you're going to be glad you didn't do at Christmas time is go to one of many malls in America. Did you hear about this?
No.
Violence, riots incited in multiple malls across America the day after Christmas. There was one in Aurora, Illinois, in Connecticut. I saw on the news at least 5 full-fledged riots.
5?
5, yeah. Full-fledged riots. And it looks like teenagers in the food court. It's all teenagers. Literally, every single one said teenagers.
Oh,
the worst
God.
One was one, and I don't know which city it was in, but I think the local news affiliate, the headline said, Blacks Riot.
No.
And I was like, that's not a good headline.
That's not okay.
That's not okay at all. Yeah.
Wow. No, I knew, like, I mean, Cape was nuts the day after Christmas. Like, we got killed at work.
I left work early because I didn't feel well. Mm-hmm. Last year we did 1700 at the store, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, there's no way we're going to hit that this year. That was a fluke. Mm-hmm. When I left at 1, we were at like 500. I don't know what we ended up at, but
I think Steven
busy.
Said it was like right around 9.
Oh, that's good.
And then we did 5 here. Like we did almost 6 here.
It's been steady, and that's good.
Yeah.
Like it hasn't been like insane
the
one
spikes.
Day. And then, yeah. It's been steady, and that's better. Mm-hmm. I would prefer that daily.
Right.
You know. Yeah, Christmas is over now, thankfully, mm-hmm. and we can look forward to New Year's, which got
me. It's just, it's really just to get rid of 2016, none at all. I have to open at work on Sunday that day, so I'm not going to be doing much of anything.
And Allie's not quite old enough to drink yet.
I love sparkling grape juice.
It is good. The only time I've ever really, because my parents are, my growing up, my house was the party house. Not for me and my friends, but for my parents. and they would always have people over and do stuff. So I would like watch the Twilight Zone marathon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's always been kind of a staple for
and
me.
And doesn't that make you feel like the biggest loser? That you know people are out like partying and getting wasted and all this stuff, and you're sitting at home watching the Twilight Zone. Like by some society standards, you are just the worst kind of person.
That's why I surround myself with people who don't think like that.
Yes, and love Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
So, like me.
So, I mean, we would watch that. They would always make, like, really good party food, like finger food, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I would just kind of sit in the basement, play video games until about 30 minutes till, go up, watch whatever concert's going on. The only time I really ever... And then in college and a few years ago, like I would do house parties, but the only year I've ever gone out downtown was, it was probably 22, 23, me, my friend Rebecca, and another, I think one or two of our friends bought tickets because the library had an event that you could buy tickets for. And it wasn't it wasn't like shoulder to shoulder, but it was, you know, it was a nicer event. You're expected to kind of dress up.
Well, that wasn't long ago, was it?
I mean, it was probably my sophomore year of SEMO. So 7 years, maybe six,
that
seven
was a
years.
While back.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they do it yearly. Cause
I think
heard
they
about
do, I think they do it every year. I'm not sure. But that was probably the best time that I've had. It's the best time I could have had going downtown. Cause again, I don't like huge crowds, especially now as like every year that I get older and I'm just like, and I go to even CoinOp and I just look and it's like, there's children here. It's gross. And I'm not that old. Like I don't.
No, you're not. No, just, none of us are.
It's just whenever I'm like, I know how it's supposed, like, behave like you've been out before.
Yeah.
Like just getting obnoxiously.
Well, that's because you're getting older and you're
annoying.
Getting smarter and wiser
even when
and
I
more
was,
mature.
Even when I was 21.
That's what I say.
That's still,
I was never that loud, obnoxious idiot.
There were a couple times I was, and I look back at it and I'm like, I can't believe you did that. Like I'm embarrassed by it. I really am. So I always try to stay, you know, but like if I'm at a house party or something and I get, you know, I drink more than I don't get belligerent, but I'll get like, I get louder.
Yeah.
Which I just, it's just a thing that happens.
It just means you're funnier.
Yeah.
More people can hear the joke.
Life of the party. But yeah, that's really the only, and like this year I have absolutely nothing planned. I think my grandparents and my parents are going to go, we're going to go to dinner. And that's really it.
I went downtown once as well, mm-hmm. For the New Year's Day.
Is that when like you and Jesse
and Bob
got dressed up?
Yeah, because Bob and the...
She who will not be named.
I was going to say something really mean. I'm going to not be mean for the occasion. I'll just say Katie, because they were dating. Katie got a new dress and she really wanted to show it off to Bob. She was very proud of it and Bob was very happy and wanted to see it and she wanted to go downtown. So Bob was going to go downtown and he dressed up in a suit, looked really nice. Like Bob doesn't usually dress up, but when he does, he looks like a British hitman, which is
a compliment. I could see
that. Yeah. So I was like, okay, yeah, let's do this.
I'd watch that movie franchise.
I would too. We'll call it The Peeper. You know? you could never believe how much action you could find behind a
No, moving on.
Bob gets dressed up, I get dressed up, and I don't know if it was just Shannon at the time or Shannon in general, but me and ties don't get along. Mm-hmm. And trying to button the top button on a shirt mm-hmm. around this thick Irish neck of mine is impossible. So I struggled in the bathroom for a good amount of time trying to get the damn thing buttoned. I finally got it buttoned and it wasn't flattering because the fat on my neck just kind of perked up around the thing, so it looked like
topped it.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what's not a good look is Shannon with that top button. So I unbuttoned that, mm-hmm. and then I kind of looked like Constantine with the button down shirt that was mm-hmm. open with the tie loose. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Jesse comes along. He gets dressed up. Katie cancels. Mm-hmm. Me, Bob, and Jesse go downtown by ourselves. We go to the casino, mm-hmm. and they're having like the 70s disco party. We have a great time. We're like, let's get the girls involved. We come back to pick Lindsay and Stephanie up. Neither of them wanted to go. Night's over. And then last year, me and my date went to Ruby Tuesday, mm-hmm. and just kind of went around town and had a great time. And it was lovely, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a better New Year's than that night simply because, you know, people wanted to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not a huge New Year's person. Like, literally, it's the Twilight Zone marathon that I look forward to the most.
I'd like to watch the ball drop, you know? Yeah,
I like sparkling grape juice.
And that's impossible to find on New Year's, by the way.
That's why you have to get it early.
Yeah, it's like trying to get a hotel room. Like, oh, I want a reservation for your New Year's Eve. Okay, well, you probably should have done that before December 28th.
Yeah. Lindsay and I, one night, for one New Year's years ago, we drove to every spot in Cape Girardeau looking for a bottle of sparkling grape juice to drink because neither of us drink. Mm-hmm. So we're desperately trying to find it because it's as close to drinking as we got at the time. Mm-hmm. This is, of course, before I fell off the wagon and started drinking, to, you know, so I don't feel feelings anymore. But we couldn't find it. And every person that we went to was like, yeah, good luck. And I was like, it's sparkling grape juice. How popular can it be?
It's the most popular.
Shannon occasionally learns new things that he didn't think would.
You trying to find it on like May? It's going to be everywhere. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It was everywhere a week ago. Like I walked into Schnucks and saw walls of it. I guarantee if I go in 2 days, there won't be a single bottle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last minute shoppers.
People buying it up and selling it online.
There's a huge scalper's market of sparkling grape juice.
Sparkling grape juice, you bunch of bastards.
Put a Nintendo logo on it. You were selling it for like $600.
Call it the Grape Juice U.
All new.
Grape Switch.
I think I had some of that.
My dad had a literal gallon. One day I went over to his house trailer, and he had a legitimate gallon of grape drink. It said on the label,
sold by the gallon.
Grape drink. And I'm like, Dad, you are living every black stereotype right now. Congratulations.
Mom, whenever she was young, her family would make her family would make wine, but they would put it back in the grape juice bottles. And so one time when she was young, she was at an extended family's house and she saw grape juice. So she drank the entire bottle and it was wine.
Oh no.
And so my grandma's super upset with everyone. Like, why did you let her drink the entire bottle of your wine?
Please tell me she was like dancing around singing. And
she was apparently at first she felt fine and then all of a sudden she started like getting sick. Because she's drinking was younger, and she was like, "I don't feel good." And my grandma was like, "Go to sleep.
just look at the flowers.
Drink some water. Just look at the flowers.
Just go at her while I go and beat up your uncles for letting you drink wine."
I tricked my mom one year when I took Dad's Crown Royal bottle. He finished it, and I always teased my mom that I was going to drink Crown Royal. I was like 10, 11 at the time. And he drank it while she was at work, and unbeknownst to her, I filled it with tea. And she came home, and I just walked into the kitchen, grabbed my dad's Crown Royal bottle, poured me a glass, and just started drinking it. And she's like, "What the hell are you doing?" Oh, I got her good. Like the time.
Oh no!
I was in the so me and my uncle and my mom were going to some store in Cairo, Illinois. And I somehow, and I don't remember how, got my hand on a lot of blood caplets or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I remember those stories.
So I'm sitting in, it's like the scene from It's Always Sunny. I pop them all in my mouth. And as I'm sitting in the back of the car, I start saying I don't feel good. And then blood just starts pouring out of my mouth and I fall out the car, you know, faking it. And my mom's freaking out and crying and my uncle's screaming. And I just start laughing. And to this day, I'm the biggest asshole in the world. If they were still alive, they would acknowledge it.
It's like Charlie. I swallowed a bunch of those blood caps.
I don't think you're supposed to swallow them, though, because they made me really sick.
Did you say you were poisoned by your constituents?
At the time, I don't think I knew what constituents meant.
Still not 100% sure.
It's a politics voted for
thing.
Trump.
It's a politics thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, just I love that. Just I'm feeling a blood. Oh my god! Also.
And of course, because I'm that guy, I pointed out to Allie, I'm like, yeah, if you notice in this scene, she's covered in blood and vomit. But mm-hmm. Well, watch this next scene. Now she's dry. Now she's covered again.
I know there's an episode.
They do that a lot in It's Always Sunny.
I mean, that's just a continuity. Like, that's kind of a nightmare. Cause there is a scene in the episode where Dennis and Mac break up. And he throws the water on him.
Yeah.
When they're still in the restaurant. So there's some scenes where Dennis is just soaked, like it's all of a sweater. And then there's some where it's clearly just like, okay, now it's just a little bit like
dried
a
up
bib.
A little.
Yeah. It's dried up a lot. And it's just like, once I noticed it, I was like, I can't look at anything else now.
Oh, it's,
I still love the show. And I'm not like, it's not like I think that they, you know, are bad because, you know.
I don't think they care.
Like, I mean, they may not, but.
There's another one in the episode that got you your moniker, mm-hmm. the Five Star Man, when they go on the speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part where they're talking about what to talk about, what not to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And very clearly in the no category is AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll switch back to, you know, Mac and Charlie. And then they switch back to Frank and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll switch back and back again and it's back again. And mm-hmm. Once I notice things like that, I can't not
you
notice
can't unsee
them.
It, yeah.
That's in a lot of shows.
Yeah, but
it's not an It's Always Sunny thing. Like, I mean, yeah, there is someone whose job that is to make sure that doesn't happen.
They had one job.
Sometimes they have multiple jobs.
Well, it's also because there's in anything you'll see if, especially if people have longer hair, you'll see it in front of their shoulders and then behind their ear, not behind their ear.
Mm-hmm.
In Friends, there was a present that was from one cut to another. The present was wrapped and unwrapped and wrapped again. And
I don't think anyone watches Friends.
Okay, you go ahead and believe that.
Was that a popular show?
Uh-huh.
Friends? It's not, it doesn't sound.
It doesn't ring a bell.
I actually haven't seen, and like, I've seen maybe a handful of episodes, but it's always because it's like on in the background.
I avoided Friends for the same reason I avoided Seinfeld for so long, because everybody told me to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is the funniest show on TV, and I go, no thanks. The only show, yeah, the only show I think I never turned on was Simpsons, because
mm-hmm.
it legitimately was the funniest show on television.
Which, and now I'm starting to, like, it's weird because it's, because I signed up for a Sling TV trial, which gets me the FX Now app.
Yes.
Which is what Simpsons World is based on.
Yes.
So I've been turning on I'll just do random episodes.
Oh, is the Simpsons World the best?
And there's so many times where it's just like, oh, wait, I've seen this episode. Oh, wait, I've seen this episode. I don't know if it's just like a sampling error, but I feel like I haven't found one that I haven't at least seen part of.
Yeah.
Even like newer ones that there's no way I would have seen because it was well after I didn't have television.
There are a couple seasons that I know nothing about,
mm-hmm.
nothing about. And an episode will pop on. And the reason is because before when an episode would come on, like I used to watch the syndicated Simpsons
mm-hmm.
when it was on at like 6 or 7 o'clock on Fox.
Yeah.
And if it was an episode that was past like season 12, I just wouldn't watch it. Mm-hmm. I would just go, eh, not interested. So I avoided new episodes specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But now I watch them and I realize, well, they're really not as bad as everyone said they were.
Because right.
If you listen to popular beliefs, it's the Simpsons were complete garbage after a certain point.
Yeah. Like after season 10.
Yeah.
Like it, you know, oh, it just went downhill. You can tell. And I will say, like, I think Jesse's the one that was telling me about it. It's because once Family Guy got popular,
yeah.
the Simpsons writers felt like they needed to do what Family Guy was
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, had to copy the style.
And
yeah.
so they kind of got a little bit crasser and a little bit more mean-spirited
yeah.
than they really used to be. But that didn't last for very long. And it, you know.
And I hate that Family Guy is still even on. I'll say it. I hate that Family Guy's on. Like, I am not a fan of Family Guy. I don't find it funny anymore. I did at one point.
I like the first few seasons.
Yes,
I just,
exactly.
Apparently it's gotten better, but like I said, like I haven't seen, The only show that I wish ill will towards is Cleveland Show, because it took away King of the Hill, and
never forgive it.
It was not worth that.
It's just Black Family Guy.
Yeah,
it
but
was
worse.
Just Black Family Guy. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh well, we're going to target this to Black people. Says someone who's probably never met an actual Black person. I'm guessing, judging by that show. But I still love American Dad. American Dad, I still think is the best thing Seth MacFarlane's done.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't like Seth MacFarlane either.
You were real quick to turn off that, Ted the other night. I think that was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Cause the football game ended and that's just what popped on.
And we were kind of sitting around, and I think we may have been, were we playing Star Wars Battlefront, or?
I think you were, because I hadn't played it yet.
Yeah.
That was on Christmas Day.
And Ted was on, and I don't understand the appeal of Ted. Like, maybe they explained it in the movie. Maybe they explained why an attractive woman would let a stuffed animal bang her. Like, maybe that's something I missed.
I think it's just part of the...
It's just assumed. Like, Brian and Family Guy.
Yeah, you just kind of go with the... You just go with the...
But
fact
I don't.
It's like, you don't question the talking bear, but you question the everyone reacting around the talking bear.
Wasn't the talking bear supposed to be, like, his imagination, mm-hmm. and it came to life or something? No, it was literally just a talking bear?
No, it came to... Like, he wished it to... Like, he wished he had a best friend. Yeah, he wished it. And his bear came to life.
Yeah.
And so then some woman's like, I'm gonna bang that bear.
Basically. It's not... I don't think it's a bad movie. Like, I think it's
did it warrant a sequel?
I don't know. I didn't see the sequel. But it's basically just, if Peter Griffin was a bear, because that's all it really is. Just maybe not as dumb.
I don't know. I jumped off the Seth MacFarlane bandwagon a long time ago.
It reminds me of the episode of The Simpsons I watched today where, Homer, I don't think that's right. Oh, come on, Marge, just go with my ramblings. I'd do it for you if you were dumb.
We talked about doing a Simpsons episode tonight,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't.
We might. I mean, that could be especially down the... Especially if I keep this membership up, because I might have another way of getting to use the FX now that won't cost me almost $30 a month.
I want to do a Simpsons episode, but, you know, and I'll say it on the air because we don't hide anything here. You know who's been clamoring to do a Simpsons episode since this show started, mm-hmm. is Nate Smith.
Who, that's fine. A lot of people, I'm sure, want to do episodes with us.
Yeah, but this one particular thing, and even though I know I owe no one anything, I don't owe anyone a single thing, especially him. I would probably feel bad if we did a Simpsons episode without him, because the last time I did an episode about something without someone that wanted to do the episode,
mm-hmm.
it was when I did that episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted with you and Dalton,
mm-hmm.
without telling Zach,
mm-hmm.
and that's when Zach quit. That was when he got all up and was like, no, you didn't tell me I'm done. So you'd think that this show doesn't
matter.
But didn't
he already quit before that?
I think he was on hiatus.
And Nate is not on hiatus with the show. Nate is just not welcome on the show. At least not to Tuesday show. He's not welcome on the... Do whatever you want on the... You'll go nuts on that Thursday show.
I've said it before. We used to make fun of Nate a lot. I still like Nate. I do. I like him. He's misguided. But I think in his heart, he's good people.
I disagree with that.
I know. I know you do. And that's one thing we disagree on. That's fine. People have disagreements. But that doesn't mean that I want him... There's a lot of people that I like. It doesn't mean I think they're good for the show. Because a few times I had Nate on, especially the one with him and Jesse, where I thought Jesse was going to strangle him. Because every point Jesse would make, Nate would,
Well, actually.
Yeah, he would just kind of jump in. Oh, and then we had
he was wrong about most of it.
And then there was the world famous Shannon versus Nate on religion.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun show. That's the one where I pulled back so I wouldn't obliterate him. And then I got criticized for that. People criticized, like, man, you should have torn Nate apart. I'm like, ah. Would you slap a baby?
It's because there's a difference between tearing him, like absolutely just demolishing him, like going out of your way to be mean-spirited,
yeah,
and letting him get away with some of the stuff he was trying to say. Like there was a balance, like, but we're giving him too much time for the show. So
well, we're out of time anyway.
But yeah, I would like to do a Simpsons episode, especially as I'm kind of rediscovering it a little bit more. Because well, I was
get her to was, watch it because she needs to see more.
I used to watch it whenever I was a kid with my family because my dad really loves The Simpsons.
Which is really odd for two reasons. One is because your family is religious.
Yes.
And I'm surprised that your dad would allow you to watch that because I know people like Lindsay's family who weren't religious and still wouldn't let her watch it because of the content.
I was young at the point where most of the things that they didn't want me to know went over my head.
And I still say that show was ridiculously tame. By today's standards.
Oh, it's by today's standards, yeah. Absolutely. Look, like in a Family time Guy. Where South Park is not surprising anymore. Just, you know,
right.
No one even questions it. But yeah, my best friend in grade school, Ryan Hegman, he was not allowed to watch it. I actually got him in trouble because I didn't know he wasn't allowed, because I was allowed to watch it. Like my mom didn't care.
Yeah.
Though the only thing I was not allowed to see was South Park. So Simpsons was fine.
Yeah.
Like, and so I just assumed, like, you don't run through the checklist of, oh, are you allowed to watch this? It's just like, oh, he had Fox. It was on. We were watching it in his room, and then we got in trouble because apparently he wasn't supposed to watch it.
Oh, such a good show, too. The only show I was never allowed to watch was Showgirls. I think I've mentioned that on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My dad absolutely barred me from seeing Showgirls. And now that I'm older, I know why. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He was just trying to protect me from that awful, awful film. Yeah. Have you ever seen Showgirls?
No.
It's, have you, well.
No.
I don't even know what I'm going to ask her.
Allie would love it. Said no one ever.
I tried to show her Boogie Nights, which is a legit great film. Have you seen Boogie Nights?
It's been a really long time.
It's so good.
Like, I think I might have watched it in college.
Great movie, and I tried to get her to watch it, but there were parts that I was uncomfortable showing her.
Wasn't it the fact that it was long?
And the fact, well, yeah, it was long.
Not
that was
bad.
The point of the movie. You see it at the end.
Dear God.
He hangs dong.
He does. And I remember them arguing.
I don't want to miss a second of that movie.
I remember them asking Mark Wahlberg, like, was that really you or was that? And he's like, no, that was completely prosthetic. And also Julianne Moore kept it after the movie.
I like that.
All right. We got to get out of here. We're out of time. I want to thank you guys for listening. And make sure you stay tuned tomorrow night. We're going to have Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Me, Allie, Asa, and I think Dalton will be here. Although he has friends in town, and I know he's spending a lot of time with them. So we'll have to double check to see if he's there. We do have a lot to talk about, though.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically want to talk about the catastrophe, dumb, effing shit that was on Raw with Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
which was possibly in a year of mind-numbingly bad wrestling decisions in WWE, this mm-hmm. may have been the one
writing decisions, yes.
This may have been the one that insulted me the most because mm-hmm. it makes no sense. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We're also going to talk more about Cape Championship Wrestling. They've got their show on January 28th. We'll cover all the big news and notes and see what happens.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah, well,
and the Thursday be show being the year in review.
Thursday, 2016 year in review. My cousin, Ari Casper, will be down. And I'm going to try to get him on one of the shows. He's going to come down on Thursday. Thursday might be a good show for him to be on. Otherwise, it would have to be like Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of it's a solid show as it is. So he's got his own podcast. He doesn't even need me. He's doing fine. But yeah, Thursday, we're going to say goodbye to 2016 and double birds. Double words is 2016
nah,
is in
nah,
the distance.
Nah, nah.
Yeah. So we'll see you then. Thank you guys for listening. And
happy birthday, Tanner.
Happy birthday, Tanner. Yes. Tanner turns miserable today.
What?
It was a bad day. It was a bad day. Thank you guys for listening. Happy birthday,
but
Tanner.
We love you, Tanner.
We love you. And you, Allie, can you take us out? I want you to say the one thing tonight that will be appropriate to take us out with. And you better get it right. Go ahead.
May the force be with you.